Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owners, managers, operators, I want to share with you five things, plus a bonus, but so we'll call it six things, that you absolutely need in your restaurant in 2022. Hey everybody, Ryan Gronfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as clickbacon.com and scalemyrestaurant.com. So in today's video, I put together a list of five, plus a bonus, things that you absolutely need in your restaurant for 2022. So let's get right into that right now. These are in no particular order. I'm not saying number one is the most important thing or number five is the least important thing. I'm just gonna go one to five. I'm not gonna do this like countdown or anything. I just wanted to share with you things that we're working on with clients, things that we're seeing happening, things that you need to be doing in your restaurant or have in your restaurant for 2022 to be your best year ever. So the first thing that I put on our list is your restaurant Instagrammable? Now, maybe it's not Instagram, maybe it's Facebook, maybe it's YouTube, maybe it's Twitter, maybe it's Snapchat, maybe it's TikTok. I honestly can't keep track of it. You probably have a hard time keeping track of it. I've just always used that word, is your restaurant Instagrammable? Because Instagram has, for the last 5 years or so, been really the photograph place of choice. So is your restaurant Instagrammable? If it's not, make it Instagrammable. Create a wall where people always want to take pictures. Spruce it up a bit. Do something fun. But if your food isn't Instagrammable and your restaurant isn't Instagrammable and you don't have anything Instagrammable in your restaurant, why would people share it? And if they don't share it, how do other people know about it? You know, the days of advertising are kind of getting further and further behind us. Yeah. There's still paid advertising that works. There's still free advertising that works. And there's still advertising that works. But we're really in a world where we need peer-to-peer sharing for our restaurants, our businesses to succeed. So what are you doing that's Instagrammable? A client of mine just opened up kind of a higher-end taco restaurant in Astoria, New York. It's called Taco Tumba. Check it out. It's pretty awesome. But all over Taco Tumba are these like neon signs and these really cool sugar skulls and these like dark rose bouquets, fake flowers, that way they always look good. But when I ate there like 2 weeks ago, everybody that comes in and out of the restaurant is taking selfies against this and pictures against that, and they're taking pictures of the food because it's super sexy looking food. And we've been doing this with a bunch of restaurants. We've been doing this for like 5 to 10 years, to be honest with you. But what in your restaurant is Instagrammable? If it's not, why are we gonna share it? Okay, so number one, make sure your restaurant is Instagrammable. Make sure it's social media friendly. Number two, online ordering. Seriously, if you don't have online ordering right now, I don't know what's going on, but you need online ordering. I don't care if you're a fine dining, full service, sit down restaurant, or if you're a super casual fast food restaurant, you need online ordering. Enough said there. Number three is some sort of table side ordering, kiosk ordering, mobile phone ordering, for even if you're quick service or sit down, not so much fine dining, but we're starting to see people placing orders before they go to their restaurants and just walking in and picking it up. We're starting to see apps and services where you could order your food, go to the restaurant, sit down at your table, and the food is already ready to bring to you. So we need to start thinking in that mindset. Now, again, not every one of these is going to be perfect for every restaurant, but you need to start thinking about, it's getting more expensive to employ people, and that's okay. It's getting more and more difficult to find people, and that's okay. That's just part of the world changing, and that's fine. We're going to have to adapt to that. One of the ways that we're going to adapt to that is by implementing some more technology, kiosks. Or if you don't want to do kiosks, QR codes where people could bring up your menu and order. But we're going to get past this waiting in line and talking to a cashier pretty quickly here. So get ahead of the curve on that one. And then tableside payment. If you are a full service sit down restaurant, even if your family sit down, having some sort of way for them to pay at the table, whether that be through a QR code that they bring up on their phone or whether that be through a tablet that you can just hand them. But This idea of putting your credit card down and your guests or your servers going to the POS and running it and coming back, that is also departing us, and we are entering kind of a new world there. So start thinking about that. Number four, financial controls and a budget. Everything is getting more expensive. Everything. Labor is getting more expensive. Cost of goods sold is getting more expensive. If you don't have great financial controls in your restaurant and then a way to budget those and then create a bonus based on that budget, we're going to continue to get ourselves into a place where we're questioning why we're paying so much for managers. But if we don't give them the tools to control budgets and to control numbers and we can bonus them on that, we're just going to keep paying managers more and more, but not getting more and more out of them, out of the job that they're doing. Now, again, I don't want this to get political. I'm not saying it's wrong to pay managers more. For some of you out there who might be perceiving that as Ryan's just trying to take advantage of team members, that is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that we don't live in a world of cheap labor anymore. And that's also a good thing, but we need to make sure that we're getting the value out of the people that we're now paying more and more. And they want to do a good job too. But if we don't have good financial tools and budgeting tools and a bonus structure in place, it's going to be very hard to do that. Now, we have some programs and things that we can talk about, but really, if you need help creating a bonus structure or you need help with creating budgets, either check out clickbacon.com or shoot us an email, support@therestaurantboss.com, and we can kind of point you in the right direction for that. Customer feedback is getting crucially important here. Don't wait for them to go online and leave you a good or a bad review. They won't do it that often. It's just tiring. How often do you leave reviews on places? Unless it's a bad experience, then unfortunately they do it. So we need to solicit that, and it's getting easier and easier. There's a company that I work with called Ovation. If you go to our website and then click on our menu bar somewhere and find our partners, you can find a link to Ovation. Ovation is the industry leader, as far as I'm concerned, for review gathering and all kinds of other really great tools that they use to make sure that every time a guest tries your food, we're sending them a quick message, asking them a question. And then if it's a good review, we ask them to leave a review. If it's not a good review, we can intercept that before they leave the review and get back to them. A lot of my clients are implementing Ovation at their restaurant or a similar system, and it's getting them phenomenal results. So you definitely need some sort of customer feedback automation. And that's the five things, right? What do we say here? Make sure your restaurant is social media friendly, Instagrammable, online ordering, some sort of tableside kiosk, mobile ordering system, financial controls with a budget and bonus structure, and then customer feedback. Now, I promised you a bonus, and that bonus is simplicity. We need more simplicity in our business. Now, as things continue to get more expensive and as labor gets more expensive, the old way of doing business is not going to create the profits that it used to. So we need to be simplifying our business. We need to be going deeper and getting better at certain things and not being so wide in our business. So this is sort of an introduction to something I do every year called the State of the Restaurant Industry. State of the Restaurant Industry. We've been doing this every year for like 6 years now. I'm really looking forward to the 2022 State of the Restaurant Industry Address. Again, this is kind of a quick preview of that. Below this video, or in the bar up here somewhere on YouTube, we'll probably pop up a little button that you can click, a card that you can click on to register. But please go ahead and register for the 2022 State of the Restaurant Industry Address. We usually do it like the second week of January, the third week of January. But I know that's like a month out, depending on when you're watching this video. But get that on your calendar, register for that. You're going to want to be on that call live. And then we do a Q&A at the end. And we usually do some really fun stuff on that call. But more than anything, I'm going to share with you the trends and the things you have to be paying attention to and implementing and how to implement them in your business for 2022 based on what we've seen in the past and what works and what we see happening in the future. You know, I have a unique perspective in that I work with about 30 clients a year from all over the world with all different kinds of restaurants. And so I get to see what's working in different restaurants and what's not. And that's how I kind of formulate what I think the trends are going to be. And we've been pretty spot on for the last few years. So I'm really excited about the State of the Restaurant Industry Address for 2022. Go ahead and below this video or in the YouTube card up here, click on that and get registered for it. And again, if you ever need anything at all, reach out to us, support@therestaurantboss.com. And we'd be happy to help you with anything we can. Have an absolutely amazing day. And remember, systems create freedom. Freedom creates value. Value creates scale. I look forward to bringing you another great video just like this next week. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.